Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Let's talk about being self-taught, what that means kind of in our history and culture. We know of guys like Abraham Lincoln who, you know, taught themselves, something to that effect. But really, it's this homeschool movement where I think this gets to prosper, proliferate. You might want to listen to me. My name's Fred Ray Librand. I'm the dad of five kids. We homeschooled them, my wife Jody and I, from the age of birth through college. They're all college grads, essentially. They've done really quite well. We admire and are amazed at all of them. And in large measure, we really did not teach them, but we facilitated an environment so that they could teach themselves. So in our mind, education, home education, was really about how do you encourage these children to learn how to learn. And our thinking was that if they can learn how to learn, then any subject they come to, they're going to learn. And they're going to be able to, if they need to know something, they can go learn it. They need to become an expert on something, they can get books and talk to people and make it happen. So that's the idea, that education is more about a skill, as I've talked about, rather than content or knowledge. You can always add that stuff, plus you can Google it. So self-taught, generally what people will think is that being self-taught means there should be no interaction and you're not helping the kids and you're letting them wrestle with it and figure it out. And by and large, that is right. In fact, one of the things you have to get used to is by the time they hit their teens, and for sure upper high school, they know way more than you do about the subject. Our son Brooks finished calculus, finished it right at his 15th birthday, and has never looked back. We didn't teach him calculus. He taught himself, but we facilitated it. And there's a lot that might go into that. But here's a mild distinction I would make. You are trying to encourage the child to figure it out. Doesn't mean you can't help them as a tutor would. It doesn't mean the other members of the family can't interact. I think this interaction is important. I think the older kids teaching the younger a little bit or helping them is strategic. But by and large, that would be a what they call a Socratic addition to the game. So it's a conversation. It's an interaction. You know, I've watched it. I've seen two kids work on a problem, math problem together. They couldn't figure out, and then they both figured out, you know, in combination. I'd call that awesome. Shows them how to, in a work environment, cooperate with people, pitch in together, solve it. But this is fundamentally different than plugging in a video, doing fill in the blanks, having a program that's forcing you to get to this point, this point, this point. That's not what we mean by self-taught. That means that the tendency is to think the child has a blank, you know, board, a whiteboard in their head, tabula rasa, and we've got to write things on it. And so to do that, you have to be a teacher who knows more than the child, and knowing more than the child means that you then have to impart that. And now we got communication skills and interest skills and conflicts and all kinds of things happening. You really don't. What you want is to watch this child work through stages of mastery. And each stage builds. And they're the one mastering it. So in math, they master their math facts first. They have math facts first. And in mastering them, what that means is you can say to them, what's 3 times 7? They'll say 21. They're not going, 14, and then you add 7, 6 would be 20, and the one left over, 21. That's not mastering math facts. It's instant speed of access. So once they master that, then they can start studying as we did the kids. We started them around 8, 10. And in starting there, they started in like fourth, fifth grade type math. You can test your child and see where they are. It doesn't really matter. Just enough of a challenge. And then we would slow down or speed up the number of problems they do every day so they would master that material. And if they weren't mastering it, they needed to go back over it and do it again to where they really got it, because it builds. It's progressive, right? It just keeps moving up. Same with reading. You know, a mastery of phonics and then a mastery of a certain level of reading and another mastery of complexity. The same with writing. Mastering a sentence is actually incredibly huge before you move on to paragraphs and books, etc. So the self-taught game is where you as a teacher are facilitating, maybe living an example of someone who's busy learning as well. And as you facilitate and encourage them to figure out for themselves, offering some help, but by and large, getting them to do it, and then they progress in that mastery, that becomes a skill that will care for their whole lives. And that's what an educated person is in large measure really about. I hope that helps.